Hi, my name is Jay Mahindru. I'm a program manager on the Windows networking team. Today I'll be talking about what is Hotspot 2.0 and how you can connect your Windows 10 devices to Hotspot 2 networks. Hotspot 2.0, also known as Passpoint or Next Generation Hotspots, is based on IEEE's 802.11u standard. It brings many new improvements to how we currently discover and connect to hotspot networks. If you go to an airport or coffee shop, you'll see many open hotspot networks. You cannot be sure which ones are owned by the right authorities and which ones are owned by malicious users trying to sniff on your internet activities. In contrast, all Hotspot 2 networks are secured using WPA2 Enterprise. You also don't have to scroll through multiple networks anymore and figure out which one you may have credentials for. Windows 10 automatically discovers and connects to the right Hotspot 2 networks for you. Next up, let's take a look at the connection process. To connect to a Hotspot 2 network, you first need to download a profile for it. The Hotspot 2 profile schema is simply an update to the existing Windows profile schema. It contains certain additional fields unique to Hotspot 2 networks. Once you have downloaded a profile and you're in range of valid Hotspot 2 networks, Windows can communicate with those networks and determine whether you have the credentials for them. This communication happens over a new protocol called Access Query Network Protocol, or ANQP. Once your device has validated that you have the right set of credentials, it'll go ahead and automatically connect you to that network. Your device can connect to that network using a SIM card, a username password pair, or a certificate-based credential. You can use the Profile Provisioning API to download a Hotspot 2 profile on a Windows 10 device. To provision a profile, you need to pass the API a valid provisioning XML, signed using an extended validation certificate. The signing is required to validate that the profile is being provisioned by the right owners of the profile and no one else. Next up, let's see an end-to-end demo of provisioning a Hotspot 2 profile and automatically connecting to a Hotspot 2 network. To get started, simply visit the Hotspot 2.0 profile provisioning website. In this case, we're using Boingo's One. Enter any credentials, if required, and go ahead and download the profile. Once the profile has been downloaded successfully, please disconnect from the Wi-Fi network you're currently connected to. You don't need to do this if you're not connected to any networks. Once you're in range of a Hotspot 2.0 network, you'll be connected automatically to it. It's as simple as that. If you're at build and have received a Boingo handout, you can try out the demo yourself. Please make sure you have the right Windows 10 build and the latest drivers installed. You can find out additional details about how to do the provisioning on the handout itself. Hotspot 2.0 works on all Windows 10 devices with Hotspot 2 capable hardware. If you have a device running Windows 10, you can check if it supports Hotspot 2 by running the following command in command prompt. Type in netsh wlan show wireless capabilities. If the ANQP service information discovery element is supported, you're all set. I hope you had fun learning about Hotspot 2.0 and how Windows 10 devices can connect to them. Please take a look at the given resources and try connecting to Hotspot 2 networks near you. Thank you for watching.